Praise God. I have a 10-point outline this evening. You ready to listen quick? Okay. Actually, I didn't come up with all of this myself. Some of them I've had to kind of revamp. Some of you may have seen some of this as well. But just look into God's Word quickly and see if I can beat Brother Gibson's message times from 2-3 weeks ago. They're pushing for a record. He's just sitting back there grinning. Lockdown rules. Have you been in lockdown? Lockdown rules from the Scriptures. Psalm 73:1, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Number one, wash your heart with Christ's blood. Wash your heart with Christ's blood, even to such as are of a clean heart. Job 28:28. Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Number two, keep a social distance from evil. Keep a social distance from evil. And I believe that that's a responsibility of us, of ours. Something that Job's a book here is the one that references this, but Job himself decided to have social distancing from evil. Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Number three, avoid the crowd of wickedness and wicked men. Avoid the crowd of wickedness and wicked men. That's good admonition, isn't it? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm talking about lockdown rules. You know, we're hearing about this stuff of avoiding and social distancing and staying away. Avoid the crowd of wickedness and wicked men. How about Leviticus 19:17? Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke, or thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Number four, cover your mind from being infected from the sneeze of sin and hatred. Cover your mind from the sneeze of sin and hatred. Deuteronomy 25:16. For all that do such things and all that do unrighteously are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Number five, don't shake hands with abomination. There you go. Don't shake hands with it. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them or bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Number 6. Do not hug heresy and false teachings. I read an article this week about a Nazarene university and how they are accepting so many things that the Scriptures teach as abomination. Now, we may smile at that and that one right there, number six, do not hug heresy and false teachings. But it is a vital, vital, real issue that we face. It's there. And at an alarming rate, Christians and churches are bowing, or let me use the same word, they are hugging heresy. They are hugging false teachings. They are shaking hands with abomination. And when somebody raised the question, the concern, there was actually people that responded, let's not be critical. Well, I don't think there was anything criticism going on. It's just a matter of raising the alarm, raising the recognition that there's something going on here that's not right. It does not go along with Scripture. It is not the way God wants. Don't shake hands with the abominations and do not hug heresy and false teachings. Psalm 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Number 7, sanitize your life with the Word of God. So good. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Sanitize your life with the Word of God. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. We could stop and preach a whole message on that verse right there. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, what was he talking about in Psalm 1:2? What was he referring to? He wasn't talking about Revelation. He wasn't talking about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was talking about, now it includes all of that for us, I believe, but he was speaking specifically about the law, the Pentateuch. How many of you delight to read the Pentateuch, the first 5 books of the Bible? Sanitize your life with the Word of God. Let's go to Jude. Jude chapter 1. Y'all get that one? Verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Number 8. Always remember to boost your spiritual immunity with faith and the power of the Holy Spirit. Boost your spiritual immunity with faith and the power of the Holy Spirit. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. I like that one. That's good. Jeremiah 33:3. I think this verse, I believe that this verse is the one that is under my name in college as a senior, college senior yearbook. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Number 9. In case you notice any symptoms of sin, call the helpline of Christ in prayer. In case you notice any symptoms of sin, call the helpline of Christ in prayer. That's good. Call unto me and I will answer thee. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Verse number 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Little things that we can't see with our physical eye. We need something more to protect ourselves. What is that? Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What am I missing? Call them out for me. Do you know them? What is that, though? The shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation. Did I miss any others? Is that one not listed? And the loins girt about with truth is listed. That's the last verse. It was just, I think, those other ones, the shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, and the helmet. I think it's the only ones that I missed. So number 10. You know that verse number 10 said finally. So number 10, put on God's PPE. Does that fit? Somebody tell me what PPE stands for. Did everybody hear that? Personal protection or protective equipment. The whole armor. Put on God's PPE for all around spiritual protection. You can't just do 10, though. You have to do a bonus. Didn't you like taking a test in school and you had 10, and that meant that every single one of them was worth 10 points? So if you missed one, boom, you're down to a 90. You have to have a bonus. What is the bonus? Philippians 4, verse 8. And I really struggled to pick this particular one. There's several different verses that I wanted to look at for bonus, but I felt like this is the one we should go to. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things, verse number 9, which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. The God of peace shall be with you. That's a bonus. Oh, let's look at a different bonus. Got to have two bonuses, don't you? Psalm 56:11, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do with me or do unto me. I have put my trust in God. Not just a cliche, faith over fear, that you can wear on your shirt, but the reality that we trust in God. Trust. Rely. He is faithful and true. Praise God. Let's stand together. Personal protective equipment. Lockdown rules. I believe they're fitting for us spiritually. God help us. Missionary service Wednesday night. Keep that in mind this week. And next week begins revival. Praise God. Praise God. Kimberly, would you dismiss us with prayer?